second has to do with the issue of DNA testing. The comptroller today, Laura Chick, held a press conference, and I want to thank her and applaud her efforts to highlight an issue that has been an issue of concern, certainly the 6 years I've been chief of police, and an issue of great concern. Jack Weiss, every week in his public safety meetings, looks at how much of a backup do we have in the backlog in our DNA area. And he has been, for many years during his time in the council, the principal person on that council focused on that issue. So I'm appreciative of Laura Chick's effort to draw additional attention to the issue. And the issue basically is that over time that we have developed an almost 7,000 case backlog of rape assault kits in our lab. And that has grown by several thousand cases since the time I arrived here in 2002. And the principal reason for the backlog is that we do not have sufficient personnel working in our DNA unit to address the significant number of cases that our detectors develop. And despite repeated attempts to address that backlog, we have not been able to do it. And it has two issues. One, hiring sufficient personnel to stay contemporary, and two, having enough funds to take care of the backlog that's been growing. So Ms. Chick's report today, I think, will hopefully allow us to move forward with the resolution of this matter. There is a plan to do that. Our plan would have it done within 5 years, and Ms. Chick is advocating that it be done in 3 years. If the city family can find the money and can support the hiring of sufficient personnel and money to pay for the 7,000 case analysis, I'd certainly like the three-year plan. This is an issue of great concern to the police department, certainly to the police commission. Commissioner Pacheco will speak to that, but this is not a new issue. Jack Weiss has continually raised it through the years. The police commission so far this year has had four separate meetings around this issue, and those meetings are all public, and so it's not as if today we woke up and discovered that there was this backlog. This has been well known to the advocacy groups, and it's something that we're not proud of, and it's something that we hope that maybe the increased attention to it will allow the city family to come together, prioritize it, find the resources, and once and for all address it. We have the capability, we have the skill sets, we just don't have the resources, but we certainly have the desire.